And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. And a very happy Father's Day to all fathers, and thank you for all of you who did come out tonight. I know it's not exactly the ideal weather conditions. It's a little tad hot, perhaps, but regardless, we're thankful that you're here. And again, we are here, and we are celebrating Father's Day. Our concert tonight is underwritten by Mark and Monica Wagenbach, and it's also brought to you on KBUR tonight at 9. The concert tonight will be following the Cubs-Cardinal game. So when the Cubs-Cardinal game is over, yes, it will be heard in its entirety. Brought to you by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa's service home center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice experts with the very best in appliances. But tonight, our concert master, our maestro, is beginning his 56th year with the band. He started in 1963. We're also celebrating, I'll tell you more about him, but we're also celebrating Sue Christensen's 70 years of service with the Burlington Municipal Band. 70. But our concert master tonight, our maestro, our conductor, is Mike Lochnett. Mike, a longtime conductor with the band, a longtime participant in the band. He joined in 1963, and he is the father of one of the members of the band, that is Gerhardt, or two of them. You are the father of Gerhardt Lochnett and the father-in-law of Carmen Lochnett. And so Father's Day is special for him. But again, 56 years going and going strong. Please give a warm welcome to our concert master for the night, Mike Lochnett.
Thank you, and everybody. And thank you for coming out on such a warm evening. But it is Father's Day, and we wish to celebrate Father's Day tonight and celebrate fatherhood, at least one aspect of it. Being a father is many awesome responsibilities, but one of them, very important one, is supporting your family, is going out and making a living so you can support your family. So that's what our concert is tonight, making a living. When the great middle class grew, most people went out to work in factories and to build a country. Some time ago, you might have been working for the Crosley Company, building radios or refrigerators or even cars. So Henry Fillmore was enamored by the company, and he wrote a march to celebrate them. This is the Crosley March.
Thank you.
continuing with vocations, some people sought a vocation with the military, and in older days, part of that was the cavalry. And here is Von Suppé's Light Cavalry Overture.
Thank you. Since I'm the president of the Burlington Municipal Band Foundation, I get to have the honor of our recognition tonight. As Steve told you, tonight we are celebrating an amazing accomplishment. This summer is Sue Christensen's 70th year as a member of the Burlington Municipal Band. 70 years. Sue, could I ask you to stand, please? Of course, I'd have to be right in the way, wouldn't I? Sue, if you would, stand back up. If you you're not getting off the hook quite this easy. Here to help us celebrate tonight and also playing clarinet in the band are Sue's daughter Jane and granddaughter Carrie. Would you please stand? And also, I'd like to ask the rest of Sue's family. They're here tonight. A whole bunch of Sue's family is here. Would you either stand or wave? You're out there somewhere, I know. There they are. We really appreciate you sharing Sue with us all these years. You know, we tried really hard to think how we could appropriately honor Sue on this occasion. And there's really not much tradition established for recognizing something like this. So this is what we decided. Later this fall, when the season is right, the Burlington Parks Department will plant a tree someplace in this area near the band shell. It'll be a heritage oak tree, which is a variety that in years to come will grow to become a large and long-lasting shade tree. And there'll be a plaque next to the tree that will read, "In honor of Sue Christensen, as we celebrate her 70th year as a member of the Burlington Municipal Band 2018. Band, would you please show Sue how much we appreciate her? Okay, and Sue, we'll let you sit back down because we got a lot more playing yet to do. Thank you, everyone.
And that I'm here tonight directing it is mostly her fault, too, because I started taking clarinet lessons with Sue when I was a long time ago. I think I was about 8 years old. And so it's mostly your fault and my father who demanded that I practice when I was at home. So thank you very much. Well, continuing with making a living, in many places where people gather, there are street vendors of different types of good things to eat. There's even two or three food trucks that you see driving around Burlington at the time. And with this in mind, somebody selling a little bit lighter fare, Moisey Simon wrote a piece entitled "The Peanut Vendor." And that piece featured Sue and Mary Preeb on the clarinet and Jeremy Henman on the trumpet for the solos. Other endeavors of making a living, there was somebody who made a rather meager living as a flower girl, and then there was someone else who was a linguist who made a living teaching people how to talk good English. And Georgia, my English major wife, will clobber me for that last remark, but I know better. But anyway, here is selections from My Fair Lady based on those two people, and we'll hear, with a little bit of luck, On the Street Where You Live, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, Get Me to the Church on Time, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, and I Could Have Danced All Night. Selections from My Fair Lady. Thank you. And that last selection, there was oboe solos by Jason Edwards and flutes solos by Marcia Korb. Well, continuing on with making a living, you might want to be a newspaper reporter, a news reporter, a writer, columnist, something. You might even go to Chicago, if you're lucky, and get a job with the Chicago Tribune, which is the name of our next march. Chicago Tribune by Paris Chambers. Thank you. some of the people up here on the stage, I'm going to guess anyway, had a dream in bygone days, way bygone days, had a dream that they could make a living as a professional musician. And some people have been lucky enough to do that. I once saw a quote from Duke Ellington, and he said, every leader has a gimmick plan to keep their band together in order. He says, as for me, I pay them. So anyways, here's next we have a selection of Duke Ellington tunes. And we're going to hear Don't Get Around Much Anymore, story of my life these days, and Mood Indigo, Caravan, and ending with Sophisticated Lady. Here's Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Ladies.
Thank you.
that piece featured soloist on Ted Francis on alto sax, Derek Murphy on trumpet, and again Sue Christensen on clarinet, which shows what an asset she's been to the band all these years. Well, to continue and try and make a living up until this last year when Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey tragically ended, you could have been a performer in the circus. So next we're going to play Iowa's own Carl King's Barnum and Bailey's favorites.
Thank you.
other matter of employment that's really important to us, and those are ranchers and cowboys. At least those people like to eat steak and burgers and whatever. So we appreciate their hard work. And if you were down in South America, Argentina especially, they were called gauchos. And here is Helmut Zacharias's Gaucho Carnival. We play our last number. Once again, want to thank Mark and Monica Wagenbach for sponsoring this concert tonight. Next week, our director of... Next week, our conductor will be Adam Krieger, who's the junior high director from Mount Pleasant. Well, one last way to make a living. You could have joined the Canadian Mounted Police, or you could have been a historian, or you could have been writer of fairy tales. You could have been a spy, or his girlfriend, Natasha, or you could have been a superhero, Moose and Squirrel. Here's themes from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Thank you all again for coming, braving the heat. And before we play our last Stars and Stripes, we'd like to invite Sue up on her big night tonight to direct Stars and Stripes Forever.